This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. It is so great to be talking to you today, if I can even talk, about the best tracking apps for weight loss and health. And today, this is podcast 205. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And again, look for best tracking apps for weight loss and your health. And today I'm going to be bringing in a very special guest after we go to commercial break. I can't wait to introduce her to you because this is a friend that I have learned so much from, and everybody needs a friend like this. So I'll share her information with you right after commercial break. Well, today we've been talking, we're going to be talking about some of the apps and things that are really fun to use. And I think one of the things when I think about exercise equipment and stuff to have in your house, because that's part of what ends up happening is we bring all the stuff into our house and we don't have the room, or we don't want to spend that much money, or, you know, all of the things that go with it. And now so much of the exercise equipment is tied in to the internet as well as other classes that you can join and, you know, like race against somebody else in a class. So that also helps you to keep track of how you're doing. And if you're interested in, to me, that's like a higher level than what I'm interested in doing, but you might, think differently. And so it's something to consider. And I want to give a shout out before I get going, because I'm excited about the topic. Forget all about my sponsor. And I want to give a shout out to Media Angels and also the Media Angels membership site. And again, great information there. If you have ever considered buying some of the Media Angels books and products and you want to do it for next to nothing, as little as under $10, for a ton of books, you can go over to the Media Angels membership site and check that out. And really, it is my way of thanking you guys for being members and also for, being with me through the years. I know some of you have a few books, and I've been getting emails from people saying, you know, thanks so much for offering this at such a great price, because I've wanted to buy some of these other books in the digital format and was waiting for one of your sales, and now I don't have to wait. So that's great. Again, that's great. So again, go head over and check that out at mediaangelsmembership.com, and also we'll be listening in just a little bit for more information. All right. So here we are with the exercise apps, and, you know, obviously, if you have a smartphone, that is going to have an app. And I have been using a tracker app that came with my phone. And that's where I was able to report to you a couple of weeks ago that I made, a milestone with over 7 miles of walking that day, and also over, I believe it was something like 26 miles for the week, which for me is really good. If I can just get in a mile of just normal walking around and get a mile or two or three on a treadmill, I am really happy for that. And my biggest problem is not so much the motivation to do it, but the time. And I have to be multitasking or have something that I am going to be doing, like listening to a podcast or getting some other type of things done. I really can't talk on the phone when I'm walking. It doesn't work that well. Gina Glenn, who runs Mommy Jammies Night on this network, you'll want to check that out at mommyjammiesnight.com. She's taken me on walks with her before, and I've motivated her to walk her 7 miles a day. So I applaud you for that, Gina. I can't always get there, but it is so great that you're doing that. So again, there's a lot of gadgets, a lot of different companies. I'm going to have a lot of links on this this podcast on show notes at 205 on Vintage Homeschool Moms. And, you know, it's all in what you want to spend, because there's all kinds of fitness bands. There's, you know, Adidas put something out, iHealth. There's the Fitbit, there's Garmin, there's Nike, there's the Apple Watch. They all have different types of tracking monitors. So whether it's just your basic vitals, like, you know, it may have heart rate, it has your sleep patterns, which really helps my kids a lot. They were talking about that the other day about, you know, my daughter being sick, and she could see the difference in her sleep patterns because she woke up really tired. And it's nice when you're a kid, because you can go back to bed and it's not a big deal. So, you know, she could see where her sleep patterns had been interrupted because she was getting up a lot that night. And so for us as parents, you know, some of these things are, you know, really great for us to be able to monitor for our own wellness. And, you know, why would we even look at these gadgets? Well, there's some things that I really look for when I think about this. And the first is the cost. You know, what is the cost of the gadget and how much is it going to run me? I know that we've had the most experience with the Fitbits, and we've also had experience with the Apple Watches. One of my sons has one. And so with Fitbit, you need to be really careful in a few things. So that probably is my number one at this point that I would highly recommend. And the reason is the cost is inexpensive. They have bands you can change out. They've come out with one now that is, I want to say it's around $50 or a little bit less than $50 that does a lot of things. My son that has the Apple Watch, he actually bought the more inexpensive Fitbit, and he already had gone through two Fitbits. And that's why I caution, because there is a limited warranty on these things, and also what happens is the batteries wear down. So my daughter found out from her friends that even though the warranty had expired on theirs, they did go ahead and send them back to the manufacturer, and they did send them another one out. So that was good to know. One of my daughters wanted the Fitbit that had the watch in it. So that was a little bit of a bigger purchase. And then there's a lot of different, you know, some of them are generic and some of them come with it, bands. So if you're really into, you know, that kind of thing. You know, out of all of them that I've looked at, I really think that, you know, that is one that people tend to buy the most. The other is the Garmin, and I think people like that one because it tends to have a lot of things that the iWatch has, but for less cost. Now, if you have an iPhone, you know, and you have an iWatch, one of my friends that has it for business says one of the best things she likes about it is that it allows her to look at text messages in a meeting, and it doesn't seem like she's not paying attention. So if that's important to you, you know, that really doesn't have anything to do with, again, with the fitness part of it, but that's what she likes the most about it. Because I always ask people, you know, what do you like about it? My son likes, again, that it ties in with his phone very seamlessly, and also that he's able to, you know, do a lot on it, such as answer a phone call or, you know, track his health. There are things that are single types of things, and these are more so, a little bit of gimmicky, I think, you know, like something that's just a pedometer. And I remember in the day when I had pedometers, well, now a pedometer, Adidas has one that can sync to your, you know, MP3 player, which probably would be more along the lines of your phone, and also measures your heart rate and stuff like that. The other is, I thought was pretty gimmicky, was there's a Bluetooth-enabled smart fork, and it helps you, it pairs with your phone, and it helps you watch your eating habits. To me, that would be, very disappointing to have a fork, you know, tell me what I could and couldn't eat. So I don't know about that. A wireless digital body fat scale. Now, we've had these body fat scales. My kids have them. I have a really old-fashioned one. It's one that we've had for years. In fact, if we ever move, it's going to have to just get trashed. But it has you stand on the scale, but it has the weight thing up high. It doesn't have the moving scale like in the doctor's office. It is digital. It's not digital. It's more of a pressure type thing. And we have found that that scale over the years has been the most accurate of all of our scales. The wireless body fat ones are good as well. Those you can get for very inexpensive and cheap. I think those work well, and they also sync with your phone. And I think the thing about syncing with your phone that works really well is it allows you to keep track of what you're doing. So that helps at a glance. I can see when I'm not as active as I should be. The new thing that people are doing now is they have stand-up desks. So that's important. If I didn't have so much going on at my house or meetings that I go to, I think I would probably look into that, although, you know, would probably have to change from sitting to standing. A lot of times when I began podcasting, I would stand up and walk around, and actually the quality of the podcast was horrible. So I can't do too much of that. I have to stand or sit still when I podcast, but otherwise I would be walking around because that's how I tend to think better on my feet, is if I'm walking, but I can't do that. It just doesn't, again, I don't know why, if it's the internet range, so that doesn't work for me. And then I always tell my husband, I go, yeah, and the good thing was it was tracking my steps, so yeah, can't do that. Again, I talked to you about the Garmin. Garmin has the fitness band and heart rate monitor, and it has a calorie counter, and it can set up your daily goals and things like that. So a lot of people like that as well. Nike has a sports watch. I'm trying to think if one of my sons had that. I'm not sure. They really like, you know, things that have, you know, were more of the gadgety kinds of things. And, you know, surprisingly, I'm not as much of a gadget person as people think I am. So it's amazing that people, you know, that I know think I'm more into the gadgets. But I think overall, if I had to pick one at this point that was just a generic that I'm finding that the most people have, and that is, you know, the Fitbit, because it is mostly within people's price range. It has, now they come in waterproof styles, and they're very compatible. But there's a lot of other things that are out there, and after we come back from commercial break, we are going to hear from my friend Sue Gross, that I'm going to be bringing on in just a few minutes, and she's going to share with us a really exciting gadget that has an app that she has found that she absolutely loves, and we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to that. So we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did.
everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz. This is episode 205 of VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. You can find the show notes at VintageHomeschoolMoms.com under Best Tracking Apps for Weight Loss and Health. And today, as I promised you before commercial break, that I would have on a special guest that can share a little bit about her journey to health and weight loss. And she is a personal friend of mine. And I want to thank you, Sue, for coming on the line today and sharing a little bit of your story with us. So welcome to Vintage Homeschool Moms, Sue Gross.
Thank you so much, Felice, for having me.
Well, Sue, you and I go way back. We are homeschool buddies from when you lived in Fort Myers, and you're now in Minnesota. And, you know, when I knew you way back when, you had a little bit of added weight that you had accumulated through your years of having how many kids? Seven?
Yeah,
seven children. And so I remember, and I'm going to kind of throw you under the bus a little bit here. You never know what I'm going to say, right, Sue? But my daughter coming back from eating at your house, and she was all excited because you had popped open a you know, can of Cheese Whiz and stir fried some sausage, and they got to eat, you know, Cheese Whiz and sausage and chips for dinner. You know, something I probably never would have allowed, you know, and she was just like, they have like the best food, Mom. And, you know, I can't imagine you doing that anymore now because of what I know about how you've changed your lifestyle and everything. So, first of all, just a little bit of history about you, Sue. You know, that you were a full-time and always homeschool mom. So share a little bit about that, and then how you decided at some point that you were going to lose that weight and get into a healthy lifestyle.
Well, yes, I homeschool. We have seven kids. Right now we have 20 grandchildren with we just got informed we were having another one. So now we've got two more on the way. We thought we had 21, but we'll have 20. So, yes, that's the mom and the homeschooling and whatever. And as far as the healthy lifestyle, actually it's kind of different because I did come from a family that, you know, we ate like everybody else did years ago. And then my mom got sick, and this was when I was a kid, and, you know, we did go through a crisis kind of eating thing that we had to change our lifestyle. So that was always in the back of my mind, or in my predisposition kind of, because I did grow up with this, knowing that healthy eating is what it's all about. But as I went through the pregnancy, you know, always going, oh, I just got to lose 10 more pounds, you know. And like you say, I wasn't obese, but honestly, with the weight that, you know, they talk about nowadays, I actually would have been considered obese, you know, after having the seven, actually moving back to Minnesota was not my idea. And so, yes, I actually did put on quite a bit of weight then, and found what I thought was the key to the mint, you know, because I had been on every diet, but did that and, you know, lost the weight and have been kind of in this homeopathic, nutritional, eating whole foods, you know, kind of doing all that stuff in the last, it's actually been 7 years, you know. So I have come across a lot of different health things, health ideas, health options that, you know, you can, and I'm always open to options, you know, I'm always open to what's new on the market, what's coming up, what's, you know, what is the next new thing that we should be doing. And I don't want to go into phases like, you know, oh yeah, well, I did that for 3 weeks, but I'm trying to look at what's the best thing for our health. So
right,
and kind of in a nutshell.
So, you know, when you did lose all the weight, because we, you know, weren't close by anymore, and you know, typically come at Christmas time or after Christmas to visit, and you walked in, and my rude husband looked at you and said, "Sue, you lost half of yourself." You took it as a compliment. I was just like, I cannot believe you said that to her. I know. Well, you know, I mean, we've been really, really good friends, and you know my husband really well, who loves to tease, but you know, you did. You look fabulous, and you've kept it off, and you have looked at, you know, like you said, healthy eating. You do a lot of organics. You taught me how to make, you know, homemade yogurt. I always love, you know, when Sue comes, I learn something new. I kind of flopped at the, what were those drinks you were trying to teach me how to make? The kombucha is one of them, but what was the other one?
Kombucha and kefir. Kefir, yeah.
Yeah, the kefir, yeah.
Kefir water and kefir, milk kefir. There's two different kinds of kefir,
right.
But yeah. And we still do that. I mean, I've got them sitting on the counter, and it's really amazing because as we're talking here, I was just making yogurt.
That's funny.
So,
that's,
I mean,
so great.
You stick with
it. But you get all that great organic stuff because you have organic farms everywhere there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that part is a little bit harder for us here. We have to travel quite a ways to find that. It's getting closer. There's a new one that opened up. But and so that, you know, that's part of it. And also you introduced me to Sue Meyer, who has a show on this network at Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, the Homeopathy for Mommy show. And her show is really amazing, and she's got that little Minnesotan accent as well that you do every once in a while. I hear it in your voice. But thank you for that introduction, and I know our listeners have tuned into her show. Just great. So
yeah,
okay.
And
so
she's a wealth of information. Everybody's got to go listen to Sue Meyer because she is
right.
She's a dear friend of mine, and she has a wealth of information. So
yeah, she does. And the nice thing too is both you and Sue continuously take ongoing classes. So it's not like, you know, you're just looking at the fad. You're looking at, you know, really changing your health for the better. And so,
yep.
Sue, if people want to find you just as a regular website, I know we're going to talk about specifically about a product that you have found that you're really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But just, do you have a specific website we could send people to?
Well, for my basic health site is perfectlypurenatural.com.
Okay.
And
we'll have that link as well in the show notes.
Show notes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's my main site. And then I do have a different site for what we are going to be talking about today. So,
okay. So today I've been talking about gadgets and all kinds of apps and wellness things. And so, you know, when I went through and really looked at things, and, you know, my kids, you know, have gone through all of the different you know, the Fitbit and the Garmin and things like that. You know, they all have that kind of a thing. So when we were looking at all of these things, you know, you didn't even know that I had the show today coming up, and you and I had a conversation. And so as we were talking, you know, you mentioned this device. So tell us a little bit about it. And, you know, basically, you know, who came up with this idea, what it is, who came up with it, and what it does.
Okay. Well, I've got some information that I'm familiar with and some I'm just learning. The company that I'm dealing with, it's called World Global Network, and it has a health and wellness fitness band. And it is, you know, it surpasses the Apple Watch and the Fitbit because it does a lot more than that. Just some of the things right now that it does do, it does your heart rate, your breath rate, your blood pressure, which it actually does your blood pressure, and all you have to do is wear it.
Is it a watch or is it a band?
It is a band. It is not a watch.
Okay.
You do not have a clock on it.
Okay.
So it does your mood, your energy level. It does an EKG and an ECG. It will do your steps. It also tracks the quality of sleep pattern. And it has a what they call a guardian on it, which if you buy a package of them, you can put them on your family members, whether it's your husband, wife, grandparents, or parents, you know, or children. And it can actually, all they have to do is press it twice, and whoever is their monitoring person, you know, you set it up, and I would be that my child's monitoring person. That person can hit it twice, and it would tell them their exact location of where they are. So It's got a lot of different features. Right now, we have an app store also, and we have over 100 different app developers working on different apps. So this is what it does right now. By fall, in September of 2017, they say that we will be getting a couple more apps. One of them will do the blood glucose, so you no longer will have to stick yourself. Another one
for diabetes
is
people.
I'm sorry, what?
For diabetes, for people who are...
Yep. Yeah, for the people that, you know, need to keep their blood sugar, and I'm actually, like, really anxious about that one because, you know, doing, you know, being, you know, a weight loss kind of person and knowing when your blood sugar does spike would be a great indicator of what you should or should not be eating. So, to me, that is an app that, you know, besides pricking your finger, you know, 20 times a day and trying to figure, okay, I just ate that. Is my blood glucose up? You know, so to me, that one is really important to me, you know, so I will be anxious to get that on mine. Another one they're coming out with the fall is for the people that like to enjoy drinking. they will have one that does your blood alcohol. So if you are, you know, your blood alcohol is going to be at. But they have plans on lots, I mean, lots of different apps. It's kind of like the sky's the limit. And this is a company that actually comes over from Asia, and they have had this company over there for 5 years, and it has done beautifully. It is on the, I know it's on the stock market, on the ticker tape. You know, you can look it up. But, you know, it is a 5 or 6 year old company. It just came into the United States in the fall of last year, 2016. So it is brand new in this, you know, in the United States.
So you're using this as well as, I mean, obviously you have one and you're enjoying yours, but you're using it as a way to make some residual income. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It is a network marketing company. And so, yes, there is a great potential to earn income. So anybody that's out there that knows about network marketing, it is a very lucrative business that you can get into if you'd like to make it into a business.
Okay. Well, we'll have your email there as well, Sue, if people want to contact you and follow up on that. And then what is the email or the website for this product? What exactly? Yes. You said it was World Global Network is the company, but what is this band called?
This is called the Hilo. It's called the Hilo Wellness Band.
Okay. And then what is your website?
Yeah, my site is the same name, perfectlypure.worldgn.com. That is the website that you can look at. You can look at the products that we have. We also do have, I didn't even get into it. I don't know if you want me to go on and talk about the titanium plates that are in the wristband. That actually, there is titanium plates, and they have 6 germanium stones in it. And germanium is a semiconductor and an antioxidant. So when you wear these stones, it helps improve your blood circulation by up to 300%. After you put the band on, within 10 minutes of putting it on, your blood circulation is increased by 20%. And in 13 minutes, it's increased by 85%. Mm-hmm. So it would be a great, here again, it's for your health. It's for, you know, not only the monitoring part, but also making it a little bit, you know, something that you're wearing that is actually improving your health. The germanium stones also help reduce stress. They eliminate toxins and it purifies your cells. I was thinking one more thing and I can't remember what I was going to say.
So the wrist, that's not already built into the watch. This is like an extra thing that they have. Is that correct?
No, this is actually, you do put it, you get it with the band, period.
Okay.
You do get it with the band. So it is included in the band price. And I don't know if you want me to go over any prices or like that, or
no,
they can
people
look
can go to the website because typically what happens when we podcast about things, it tends to change and then, prices go up. And I know too, if they're interested in, you know, selling this or joining or whatever, they can do that on your website or they can contact you. And talk to you a little bit more about it. It's funny because as I told you that after you had mentioned it to me, because Sue always seems cutting edge, you know, and kind of knows about stuff ahead of time. And after you had mentioned it to me, I was inundated with, you know, Facebook messages from people, which is not to me the best way to do it, only because, you know, I don't know, I don't have a relationship, and usually there needs to be some kind of relationship with people before you mention it. So I think with any of the products, you know, whether it's essential oils that you're selling or, you know, like I have a forlife.com, you know, not necessarily a business, but I really believe in a lot of those products that I've been taking, and, you know, you in homeopathy. So when you know people and they've used the product, you know, which you have used, and then they can see the health benefits that you have had, I think it makes it a lot easier to share that information with somebody who is going to be more receptive to actually purchasing it, don't you think?
Yep. Oh, that's exactly right. That's, you know, it's person to person. That's exactly what the whole network marketing is. It's knowing somebody that knows somebody. It's giving them the word of mouth and saying, yes, I have used this product and this is what it did for me. So what it's going to do for you, you know, it's always different. Everybody's got their own thing that they're looking for. So, we also have products that actually will take away the electric smog, which I don't know how many of you know about that, but when you're by your computer or you have your phone on or any of that stuff, you are getting electromagnetic frequencies that are interfering with your body. And with this, the Helo wristband, because of them titanium plates, that is eliminating some of that smog. We also have, it's called BioZen, and that's actually stickers that you can put on your computer, your telephone, your router, things like that that create electric smog, and it reduces it, and it is a patented and proven system. So they also have those for sale. So it's kind of, you know, we've got a little bit of everything, and it definitely has to do with health and wellness. That is what their goal is.
Very good. Well, that's good. So it was perfect that, you know, that I had you on the show, because as I was talking to you yesterday about something totally random, nothing to do with this again, and then you reminded me about the band. And I said, I have to have you on my show because this is a topic that I've been talking about, and this just brings another perspective of things that are out there, especially for people who are interested in tracking. And, you know, what typically happens for me anyway is typically I will join just to get things at a lower price. And so, you know, you and I will follow up with another conversation about that because, you know, it just makes sense, especially if you're wanting to do things as a family and you want to, you know, really, you know, invest in it, basically, is what you're doing. And then, you know, the other thing I'm always interested is in warranties. And I know that the kids went through their devices, like either the battery died and it couldn't be recharged, or you know, it didn't last, or it wasn't water resistant, or whatever. And
My kids have gotten really good at following up with the manufacturer's warranty, so I'm sure that this has a good warranty system as well.
I mean, you were talking about charging it up. It's a three-day thing, 72 hours before it needs to be charged, which I think, you know how everything, you plug your phone in every single night and all of a sudden it starts losing battery at 3 o'clock
right.
in the afternoon, you know. So
right.
that was kind of a cool thing that you actually don't, you kind of go, oh my gosh, how many days has it been that I had it on? I better probably throw it on the charger for a little bit, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It's you know, it is the cutting edge of technology, and whether you want to do it or not, I mean, I want to be in charge of my own health care, and to me,
right.
this is one of the things that I can use to help me monitor that. So,
so
that's
for
kind
those of us,
you know.
For those of us that like doctors, but as friends, we both
yeah.
have a lot of friends that were homeschool families that were in the medical field, and that's why I used to always tease them and say, we only like you as a friend, not as a patient. So,
yeah.
as much
yeah.
as we can possibly avoid it, and we can. I mean, with homeopathy, my son's friend was getting. Or did get strep throat, and my son was around him and was really ill, and I immediately took out Sue Meyer's app on my phone. If you don't have it, you need to find out about it and go to homeopathyformommiespodcast.com and get links to her website, and I could immediately look and see what was necessary for, you know, for him to take for that, and gave him a round of it, and he was feeling better the next day, and his friend had to go to the doctor and get stuff for strep. So, you know,
exactly.
it's amazing when you know about homeopathy and it works and you've been doing it a while. I still need Sue's book because I can't,
yeah.
You know, figure it out on my own. I don't, like you guys, Sue and Sue both can probably say, oh, yeah, we know what that is. You know, it's this
yeah.
remedy or that remedy.
Yeah,
but it's
a
great tool for us. I'm sorry?
I said it has been a godsend for us.
It has.
You know, all.
And that was your idea as well, because I had helped Sue with her getting her book out there, and you were at my house one day, and you're like, well, how come we can't get this on our phone? And I just looked at you,
yeah.
and I go, oh, my gosh, Sue, you're brilliant. you're like, you're the one who knows all the stuff, the techie part of it. And that's why Sue is insisting that I have to have this this device because, you know, she goes, you always are into, you know, stuff. I am, Sue, but I never feel like I'm cutting edge. I always like to sit back a little bit. You know, like when the iWatches came out and they were really cool and everything and everybody was getting them, I was sitting back watching and, you know, and it wasn't something that I, you know, I necessarily wanted. In theory,
mm-hmm.
it would be a cool
yeah.
device to have, but you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I'm interested in this. And I think a lot of my listeners are like that too. You know, we like
yep.
to look into things and see, but I really agree with you about the electromagnet thing and how important that is. So I am definitely going to look into it. Well, thank you
yep.
so much, Sue, for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And we will have all of your links to your website and to this product, which I was able to pull up on the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. So this, again, is podcast 205. The best tracking apps for weight loss and your health. And I want to thank you so much, Sue, for coming on and all of you for listening. So thanks so much, Sue. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Felice. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.